Han's attention was drawn to a booth twice the size of the one he had ridden almost to the floor, docked to the balcony farther along the curve of the arena wall, and accessed by a private entrance. In the doorway, wedged between a human and a Barabel, Alana stood swaying on her feet. Drugged, Han wondered, or stunned. Instantly, he lowered the blaster, which was whipped from his hand.
I told them you could be reasoned with.
Grunting as he came to his feet, the guard pressed a blaster against the small of Han's back.
Head for the lobby.
What's this about?
We won't keep you in suspense for long. Do what you're told, and no one gets hurt.
No one else, you mean?
Have it your way.
Everything is under control,
the other guard was telling the crowd.
Return to your seats and the show will resume as soon as possible.
Madman,
someone yelled at Han. Someone else pelted him with candy. The guards escorted him to one of the lobby turbolifts. They descended a couple of levels, emerging in a security area equipped with a holding cell. A human officer was seated at the desk.
Han peeled away the false mustache and beard.
Where's my daughter?
He demanded.
Your daughter?
The officer appraised Han.
A man of your age? I'm impressed.
Han peeled away the false mustache and beard.
Cut the flattery. Where is she?
The man stood. He was nerfy, with big hands and a pale scar over his right eyebrow.
Safe and sound. You get her back in one piece after you've done something for us.
He pushed a comlink across the desk toward Han.
Contact Lando Calrissian.
Han's brows beetled in genuine surprise.
Tell him we want 20 YVH droids delivered to Ord Mantell, no later than tomorrow, noon, local.
Playing for time and trusting that Leia was on top of the situation, Han said,
You never heard of the black market?
The officer smiled faintly.
Not a YVH to be had, thanks to our new chief of state. We're forced to go directly to the manufacturer.
Han shook his head and pushed the comlink forward.
Lando won't do it. He's immune to blackmail.
He'll do it for you,
the officer said, shoving the comlink toward Han.
You're his pal.
Han shoved the comlink back.
Don't believe everything you read. He's held a grudge against me for years.
The officer's smile vanished.
What is it with you, Solo? You've already lost 2 kids, so you don't care about losing another one?
Han propelled himself across the desk with such force that he drove the officer halfway across the room. His hands so tight on the man's throat, it took 3 guards to tear him away. Stroking his neck, the officer rasped.
That's not gonna change things.
A familiar snap hiss issued from a room adjacent to the holding cell, followed by agonizing screams.
Han was as surprised as anyone to learn that Leia had smuggled her lightsaber past arena security, but he had to admire her foresight.
That'll be my wife, he said, grinning.
Moving silently and locked in on Alana's force presence, Leia approached the lower-level detention rooms. A sudden chill raced through her, and she came to an abrupt halt. The child of 2 powerful Jedi, Alana was innately strong in the Force, but her abilities were limited by age and experience. What Leia was sensing made no sense. An unmistakable thrumming sound infiltrated her thoughts. Intense light radiated from the center of the room, and 2 beings screamed in pain. Before Leia could react, Alana was racing through the doorway straight to her.
Jason!
She said, encircling Leia's legs with her arms.
What? Jason!
Abruptly, Alana whirled out from under Leia's comforting hold, glaring at something in the room beyond. Leia felt a small storm of negative energy swirl in the Force, and quickly reached for her, spinning her around.
No, Alana, no, you mustn't do that!
Fury had turned Alana's face as red as her hair. Her eyes were narrowed in hatred.
I won't let him hurt me!
No one's going to hurt you, Leia said firmly. I'll protect you. Nothing bad is going to happen.
Despite the words, the storm began to build once more. Leia took Alana by the shoulders and gently shook her.
Come back to yourself.
Alana went rigid, tears streaming from her eyes.
Mom gave me a needle to use. Where is it? I want the needle.
Sobbing and shaking uncontrollably, she buried her face in Leia's shoulder. Leia held her tight, stroking her hair and using the Force to calm her. Picking her up, she stepped back from the doorway in apprehension. The thrumming returned, and with it blaster bolts, and yet more screams. Leia saw movement inside the room and caught a glimpse of Jedi Knight Seth Helen moving stalwartly toward a different doorway, his lightsaber raised in front of him.